You're listening to SBS News.
Credited as vital to Australia's so-called Stop the Boats policy, but loathed by asylum seekers and their advocates, Manus Island has become synonymous with Australia's firm approach to maritime arrivals. But not anymore. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton told Parliament last week the asylum seeker facilities on Manus Island had completely closed and only four asylum seekers are left on the island, down from a high of about 1,300 in 2014. It was framed as a coalition victory, fixing what he described as Labor's humanitarian disaster, but it's a claim disputed by those who were once detained there. Sharminda Kanapathy fled his native Sri Lanka and tried to come to Australia by boat in 2013. After being intercepted, he was sent to detention facilities on Manus Island, where he spent the following 6 years before being moved to Port Moresby.
I want people to understand that we are still in limbo, and more dangerous than Manus in Port Moresby. You know, I have applied to resettlement in USA. I'm given rejection. So there is no option for me, and there is no resettlement option so far. So sort of, I just left on limbo. You know, I don't know what is my future and what's going to happen. Still, we don't know. So we are in a great risk on Port Moresby, and we are really worried that we will be abandoned here forever.
Manus Island in Papua New Guinea, along with the detention centre on Nauru, were first opened to house asylum seekers who came to Australia by boat in 2001 under then Prime Minister John Howard's so-called Pacific Solution. They were closed in line with the Labor election promise in 2007, triggering an influx of asylum seekers making the treacherous journey by sea. More than 1,200 people drowned trying to get to Australia, sparking a major rethink of Labor's border policy. In 2016, the Supreme Court of Papua New Guinea ruled that the detention of asylum seekers on Manus Island was illegal. The Refugee Action Coalition claims around 200 people have now been transferred from Manus Island to Port Moresby. The Coalition's Ian Rintoul, who is regularly in contact with asylum seekers in PNG, says the individuals are now staying at hotels with different degrees of support.
So they are, you know, slowly fragmenting people, sort of separating them, putting them in different areas where they are, you know, more vulnerable. It's not really clear yet what conditions, are going to be imposed on them in the different places. In Granville, people are relatively, it's guarded, and they're relatively free to come and go. There's transport, to go to medical, appointments. It looks like there is no transport, and that's going to be an enormous problem for people who have been placed in Sydney.
In 2016, the Coalition announced a refugee swap deal with the US, which has resulted in 630 people leaving Manus Island and Nauru. A number of those transferred to Port Moresby will be resettled in the United States, while for others, like Mr. Kanapathy, whose application for asylum to the US was rejected, the future remains unclear.
We've been kept to protect Australian borders for almost 7 years. So how long are they going to keep us like that? So it has to end. You know, it's been a long time, and it's really dehumanizing, and it's a real crime. You know, we also human being like everyone, and we also like to live our life peacefully and to do something, progress in our life, and to contribute to the community and contribute something to the world.
Since 2013, New Zealand's government has repeatedly offered to settle at least 150 refugees being held on Manus Island or Nauru, but it has been rejected by successive Australian prime ministers. SBS News contacted the Department of Home Affairs about the transfers and the future of those in Port Moresby. A spokesperson for the department said, "The move from Manus to Port Moresby is a matter for Papua New Guinea Immigration and Citizenship Authority." Australia's involvement on Manus Island has been dramatically scaled back this year, and PNG is now overseeing arrangements there. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.